and not very different. I remember when Ralph Jackson came from Myrtle Beach at the time. And she is tall and lanky. And he was looking absolutely, you know, the eyes were, you know, the right eye was looking the left eye was looking the right. And after the greeting, he said, "Why, you must be very tired. What happened?" I said, "Nah," I said, "I've never remembered Baba so much in my whole life." "How was the right from home left to here?" "I've never remembered Baba so much in my life." He said, "There was a Sikh driver and very jolly, nice, and he loved music. And he had, that was noon in those times, this radio in the car. And he said, the music was going on, and he left both his hands from the wheel. And he was doing this. And he said, and the truck would come just in time, he would hold it and go on, and he would. And at one time it was so bad, Rod said, what? And he turned around and said, "You said something?" "No!" But he came where he said, "Ah." But he said, "I've never remembered Baba so much in my whole life." Which makes me think of that, what I read about St. Peter, what was happening to him at the pearly gates. One day, two men came at the gates. One was a minister, man of church. The other was a drunken taxi driver. A happy, music-loving taxi driver.
From Bombay?
So, they said, and he opened the gate and said, "All right, please, be seated," sort of waiting on benches, you know. "I'm going to ask God who he would like to see first." The priest, the minister, what's there to ask God about? I mean, really, it's all right, anyway, he said. After a while, then, St. Peter comes and beckons to the taxi driver. "Wow, this is so wild. I mean, I've served God all my life. I've been a man of the church. I've spread his word from south to north and this and that. And I've done all these things. And this drunken, foolish taxi driver takes the first to the thing like that." Ooh, he was just foaming at the mouth. And after a while, then St. Peter came and said, "Yes." And he said, "What do you mean? Well, I mean, keep me waiting. A man of God be kept waiting. I have served in the service that I have done to him. And this one," he said, "Look, calm down, brother." He said, "What service he has done, you have no idea. He has put the fear of God into people in 5 minutes, much more than you've done to your own." So that's never thought about. Remember that was so much in my whole life. That's why when I was showing that toy, mm-hmm. I showed some of my toys to some of us, and Robert Dreyfuss had sent his son, from his son, a little tin Donald Duck with a fan on top, which is a very good idea. One of us might paint it one day, because it's very hot in India. You just put this cap on and the fan goes. And as the fan goes, he drives, you know, round, and he goes round and round and round. Now, on that small veranda, I did it for a French couple who had a little child, a girl. And the mother speak very little French, very little French. So we were standing, I was showing off my toys. And when I put this one down, he went round and round and just missed that big chair by a hair's breadth every time. And every time the French lady said, "Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh." I said, "Classic, what is it, Julie? What is it? Just like